It's very, very simplistic. It's an everyman kind of thing, and I like it because we're not asking people to move a mountain. All we're saying is, when you finish your work today, just turn your computer off and your printer off and the light in your office or your home office, and you've made a change. You've contributed to the solution as opposed to being part of the problem. I'll leave it on all the time, et cetera, et cetera. It's as powerful as the vote. You know, you think, well, my vote's just one vote. What right. difference does it make? Well, you know, if
we've
get,
seen elections.
Yeah, exactly. So, Chris, if we get 10, 20,000 people to say, you know, I could just flick that switch, then it would make a huge difference.
Well, and always one of the interesting things about green initiatives is a lot of the decisions are, you know, it's fleets. And it's like, okay, what? I don't have any power over the fleet of cars that an agency buys. Or it's, you know, green in the building. It's like, okay, I have no control over that. This is something where talk about you can really make a difference. And if everyone does it, it makes a real difference.
Absolutely, yes. The first year, you know, we had successes. The second year, it got bigger. This year, it's already far exceeded our expectations, and we haven't even reached Parrot Down Day yet. And there's also the nice aspect that the better we do as a collective, the more money we get to give to the Wounded Warrior fund, which is all shades of good as far as I'm concerned.
And so the program, which is Power It or Power IT, it's a very acute, Power It Down. And as part of this, you can, you guys, who gives the money? It's Intel,
it's HP, it's Citrix, and it's GTSI.
Very nice. And they give money to the Wounded Warrior program, which helps these wounded warriors as they return from Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever.
Absolutely.
Is there any way of monitoring how much, I mean, if people do shut down their computers, particularly, it's happening on Friday this year.
Right.
So if people do actually shut down, it's like not just overnight, it's a weekend.
All weekend, absolutely.
So it's like it's turbocharged power IT down,
and it was timed for that.
Oh, great! You know?
I actually didn't think of that. It was somebody else, but I thought, what a great idea! Let's maximize the benefit and the effect. But if you go to the Power It Down site to register, there is a calculator on there which shows you how many kilowatt hours that we're saving collectively as more and more people sign on. So there's a visual indication of how well we're doing as a collective. The last couple of years, we've been discussing these old enterprises where they have old PCs with Dymo tape under the monitor, and it says, "Do not turn this computer off at night."
Right.
Which is crazy. It's crazy from a security point of view, and it's crazy from an ecological point of view. And the reason is, you have to leave the computer on just in case IT has to issue a vital patch during the night, which to Intel is, that's crazy talk. You know, there are technologies out there available now. There's the vPro technology, which you could get from HP, for example, which means that every machine turns off at night. And if you have to patch a machine once a month, once a year, once a day, you can remotely turn every one of those machines on securely, patch them, check that they're correctly working, and turn them all off. And one man can do it from thousands of miles away remotely.
Yeah.
So this idea that let's just leave them all on all the time. And from the security point of view, I mean, government has secrets. You've got all these contract cleaners wandering around with thousands of machines humming away with little more than a screensaver protecting the data. So I think it's the right way to go. It certainly saves a lot of energy on cooling and heating in these federal buildings, because desktop computers churn out a fair amount of heat, you know, which means that the room has to be cooled.
And the other thing people always, it took so long to boot up a machine traditionally that, you know, in the olden days, you know, like in the 90s, that people wouldn't shut off their machine because they didn't want to have to wait that long to have it boot up in the morning. But that's not really the case anymore.
No, I mean, if you've experienced Windows 7, it's really fast to come up. And if you've experienced a Mac, as I know you have, the that's
I
really
use both.
That's as do I. That's really fast to come up. So those days of I'll just go make a cup of tea and then it'll be ready. Thankfully gone.
Yeah.
Agencies just need to get their Windows 7 builds in and up and operational. And there's an added productivity gain.
But there was this notion that, that you mentioned the tape, but there was this notion, don't shut off the machine because, I'm not really sure why people said that.
If a vital patch came on a Saturday night, IT wouldn't be able to turn on all these machines because they wouldn't have the credentials. And traditionally, lots of companies, and it isn't just government, lots of private countries or companies around the U.S. Still have this piece of gray tape. Do not turn off this machine.
Old and, ratty masking tape on the bottom.
And every time I see it, Chris, I'm like, oh dear, draconian days. Yes.
Do people, I mean, it seems like, and I remember when we did this last year, we got a lot of, I got a lot of tweets and stuff, people saying, hey, what a great idea. And almost they had never thought about it. This seems like one of these areas where just raising people's awareness is 90% of the task.
I would say that's right. Yes, everyone has the power individually to do something to reduce their electricity consumption.
Yeah,
I mean the most obvious one is to go around the house and change all the light bulbs out to the low power
fluorescence.
Yeah. Thank you. The low power fluorescence. But you can go further than that. I'm amazed that when I drive around housing areas in the winter, the classic one is 10 identical houses. One house has all the birds sat on the roof, but the other nine don't. Right. Why? Because that is the house with no loft insulation in it. And those people are wondering, why are our electricity bills crazy? And why do the birds always sit on our roof? Well, because it's like a sauna up there in the attic. So yeah, everyone can do a bit. And in the IT industry, the sponsoring companies feel we have a certain leadership responsibility. We create the technology that people use. If you buy newer technology, it's more efficient. It uses less power. But there are still plenty of, agencies with desktop machines 3 or 4 years old running today. It's about time that some of those people refreshed.